previously at Blizzard Gaming Night Radio. The stakes went up just a little.
So I'm just wondering, what do you think you will do after this tournament is over? If you win, do you think you're going to take some sort of, small victory celebration? Or if you lose, will you hang your head in shame or what?
Whatever happens after this tournament, there's going to be a lot of drinking involved. Probably champagne, although most likely a lot of beer pong. Ramvid's going to have to invite me out to a night of drinking for once. If I win. If he wins, I will pay for an entire night of drinking for Ramvid. So, look forward to that, Ramvid. I know I don't drink, but this time it's on me.
And then things went from ordinary drinking to just plain out of the ordinary.
You've just committed a fatal error. There's nothing we can do for you.
One quick question. Hello?
Yes, what can I do for you?
You work for Blizzard, right?
No, I don't work for Blizzard.
do you know anything about Diablo?
Not a ton, I'll be honest with you.
Hey, well, do you know if there are battle nets down?
I honestly haven't paid much attention to it. I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
That's all good. And by the way, what game?
We are playing StarCraft.
StarCraft. Oh, I have that game. I can't get the patches to load for some reason.
Oh, I see.
Alright, well, see ya.
Yeah, take care.
Just a few moments later.
Although, we seem to be having a latency issue, so it could be the latency just made the game stop.
This is almost too appropriate, too funny.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is I'm gonna drop out of the game. I'm serious, I don't know what happened.
I hate when that happens.
Of course, there was actually some StarCraft played on this night. Game number 1, Kylerace vs. Ramvid. Kylerace's map choice. The map of choice, Monty Hall.
Units of Kill Ace are just laying waste to Ramvid's main base. I think we'll be seeing the GG momentarily. It's an interesting game. I think Ramvid could have had an opportunity to take more of an advantage than he did if he would have been able to expand one more time there at the top. Or even have a little bit better luck expanding to that bottom left island expansion too. But again though, the moment Kill Ace got the economic advantage and had 4 expansions to Ramvid's 1, simple as that, it was a GG before it even ended.
Game number 2, Kylerace versus Ramvid. Ramvid's map choice. The map of choice, Luna.
Kylerace has dropped a High Templar and an Archon, and he is just devastating Ram's natural worker line. And with that lone Archon and High Templar, he managed to take out about 3 drones and a group of about 6 Zerglings. So at this point, it looks like Ram is doing his best to try and keep Kill Ace at bay, but I'm not certain that he'll be able to do that for much longer, as he only has 2 bases which are not being used to their full potential, and Kill Ace has 5 to his credit. So at this point, it looks like Ram has just conceded the game. I must say it was a very hard-fought game on both sides. Unfortunately, I think Ram let an early advantage go to waste, and that may very well have been what cost him this game.
Well, all right. Perhaps things didn't remain as normal as you might have thought.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Here's to you, oh commentator of the 9-year-old game. Without you, we wouldn't know the difference between the river drop and the river pop. Mr. 9-year-old StarCraft commentator.
They say that real commentators play the game of StarCraft really well, but not you. You just miscontrol your units and look confused on the field of battle. You suck! You just proceed to speak what you see, and pray it doesn't make you sound so stupid. So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, O Swami of the TeamSpeak microphone. You might not make much sense, but at least you make StarCraft sound like something.
Just remember, that was only day one. What is going to happen tonight? Supposedly a guest or two is supposed to come in to enlighten the crowd. Supposedly there is a great announcement. You don't want to miss the broadcast of the BGN Invitational Tournament 3 Championship Series between Kyle Ace and Ramvid. Kalehake currently has the lead in the series 2-0. However, as we all know when it comes to BGN, insanity abounds,